There was a late night sitting in the British Parliament last night to pass controversial legislation which will see people who are seeking international protection in the UK deported to Rwanda. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak described the legislation as a game changer and vowed that, quote, nothing would stand in our way of getting deportation flights off the ground by July. We can talk now to Alva Rea, who is Associate Editor at Bloomberg. Alva, thanks for taking our call. This is legislation that was blocked by the European Court of Human Rights in 2022. Can it be blocked again?
I think the consensus in Westminster is that there could be some legal challenges, but that this legislation should be enough to at least ensure that one flight gets off in July. Essentially, this legislation is called the Safety of Rwanda Bill, now the Safety of Rwanda Act, that is about to come into law. It means that the UK government has decided to override the Supreme Court's judgment that Rwanda isn't a safe country. They've said in law that it is. So it's looking like these deportations should be able to take place, even though there could be some logistical challenges and maybe some legal challenges from individual asylum seekers over their claims.
Is the UK going to leave the European Court of Human Rights?
So that is definitely something that everyone in Westminster is talking about. At the moment, that is not the government's position. They say that they are happy to be under the jurisdiction of the European Court of Human Rights, and they think that their Rwanda policy fits within those laws. But there is a movement from within the Conservative Party, lots of backbenchers calling for this. And privately, even people around Rishi Sunak are now saying that if this ends up being blocked again, they could fight the next election campaigning to leave the European Court of Human Rights. Now, you might say, doesn't that throw up lots of difficulties for Northern Ireland with the Good Friday Agreement, loads of other complications? It underwrites so much of British policy. And you'd be right to say that. But frankly, the British government are not expecting to win the next election. So they think that they could campaign on that issue without ever having to follow through on it.
And speaking of the election, it's due to be held this year, and Labour has said that they will reverse this legislation, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have said that they think it's expensive, they think it won't work. So they have already committed to reversing it, even though we haven't seen whether it will have any deterrent effect. And certainly the government is hoping that they will see at least one flight take off in July. Rishi Sunak said in a press conference yesterday that they're hoping for a sort of steady flow of flights throughout the summer and autumn, and that will have a deterrent effect on people crossing the channel.
Okay, Alva, thanks for talking to us this morning. Alva Rea, Associate Editor at Bloomberg. It's a minute and a half to nine.